Earlier this week, a national study showed Milwaukee was one of several U.S. cities where homicide deaths of young black males went up from 2001 to 2007. Today, at a news conference, Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn and Mayor Tom Barrett did not refer to the national study, but they cited new data showing a 65% drop in the number of black male homicide victims last year in the city. In raw numbers, the deaths declined from 54 to 19. Barrett calls it an astonishing drop.
And I think we have to highlight it for two reasons. One, because it's lives saved. It's lives that were wasted that didn't have to be wasted. But second, and probably more importantly as we look to the future, this community needs positive reinforcement to show that we can reduce violence in this city.
Barrett credits better police work, more efforts by city and federal law enforcement to target gangs, and a stronger community commitment to reduce violent crime. Chief Flynn says the shootings of young black men are often the most threatening to nearby residents.
It's a reduction of those homicides that take place on the street, in public, and are frequently affected by concerns about retaliation over perceived offense, drug rivalries, or gang rivalries.
Milwaukee also saw a 32% drop in overall homicides last year compared with 2007. But police acknowledge the number of victims under 12 months old increased from 1 to 5, citing more shaken babies and other forms of child abuse. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.